Moving Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Warning. Warning. Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
WPIX, August 8th, TGIF Day. The time is 3.5 minutes to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station
WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our
national anthem.
Gentlemen, it's Friday night. I hope three of you know what that means. I'll give everybody one hint, though. It has to do with Spankwagon Radio. Oh my God, look at the time, top of the hour. Is everybody ready? I'll get it ready soon. I'll even hit some buttons. Maybe I'll hit those buttons. Watch me hit these buttons.
My buttons, have you seen them?
I has seen your buttons. Can I get an amen from the brother man?
Hey!
Hey, man. Am I on?
You're on.
I can't hear myself.
Bring his mic up. He's a little low. Although this music's pretty hot, dude.
I know, it rocks.
You've got it potted up a little high.
All right.
I mean, both our listeners out there are going, ah!
You hear?
Okay, yeah. Amen, my brother. Sweet baby Jesus. Save me, Lord. Save me. Testify.
Devon!
Get the eardrums.
Get the tables.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time again. If you're with us live, it's Friday. If you're not, it's midday.
It works for me.
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, the longest running, the world's greatest, the bestest in the westest.
It's more gooder than anyone else.
It's more gooder than anything else.
It's the best of this.
We is the best of this at what we do. And what we do is make radio.
I love
what we
do.
What we do.
That's about right. That's about what we do. I love.
Look, I moved the show.
I love a spank wagon.
You love a spank wagon.
I love a spank wagon.
Ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host Trencher.
I'm Decaf.
And I'm Murphy.
And he's on the toilet. Toilet.
Man,
I do have to take a whiz soon.
Man, I try to take a shit and crawl.
Don't
back
worry.
In my ass.
Do it when you're. a gopher poop.
Yes.
He had a retroactive shit.
Run away! Run away! The water's too cold!
Like, I hate that shit, man. It was, I can feel it back in my fucking rib cage and shit.
Wait. Shit in your rib cage?
Maybe.
Okay. I have to say something, which I think might be the first time we've ever uttered on this show. I have to open up pages so I can get out my prep sheet.
I know. I got a prep sheet.
Yeah. Open an existing file.
All right. So in the green room before the show, we were talking about how Metro Murphy is, and we're gonna really expand on this one a bit.
Do we really have to?
Okay, yeah, we do. We will in a minute. First off, I got to point everybody into the right directions here.
Spankwagon.net.
Yes, spankwagon.net's our official website.
It's wagon. Spunkwagon.
Okay, they can't even fucking spell enough to get to Spankwagon. We have telephones. You can call us toll free 1-866-587-6257. Okay, said that slow enough. Or for those of you like Joker who has to have everything read to him in words, that's 1-866-LVROCKS.
MICKEY. Fuck yourself in the ass. Oh. Hey, wait a minute. I recognize this banner. That's my old Pimpmobile banner.
Yeah, I put your Pimpmobile banner back up. I mean, it was the right time, so I figured why not.
It was.
Hey, we got Basic in the chat room already, and
Wait. Let me ask right now, because I am going to the site to go to the chat room. Should I click on the clam in chat? Or should I click on it and go, as I spit on my screen, nice. Or should I go right over to the classic chat?
It's good you asked that, and it's very good you asked that. As a matter of fact, It's a segue! Get the red key. All right, so here's... Look, everybody right now listening, I don't care if you're podcast, I don't care if you're live, I don't care if you're on the toilet, go to spankwagon.net.
That sounds pretty good right now.
It's because you got a shit that's moving in. It's decorating your anus with fucking furniture and doilies. Actually, no, I could figure, you know, you probably have the furniture that's plastic covered.
No, it's not that bad.
Why do I have a dead phone line? Someone has a dead phone.
The fuck is that?
There's a phone off the hook somewhere in the building.
Where's
it? Ain't mine. It's.
I don't know. I'm hearing a dead phone.
Yeah, me too.
Do cell phones do that?
Cell phones don't do that. Some.
Does that come from?
I don't know where.
Where is that coming from?
Folks, we're hearing the.
The phone has been off the hook entirely too long.
Where the fuck is that coming from?
Okay, seriously, I'm not agreeing to anything made by Felipe.
Hold on. Let's get a mic turned up. Okay, guys, be quiet. Can you hear that? Where's that coming from? There's a phone on the hook.
There a phone in there?
It's coming through the speaker.
What?
What? Huh.
It's our system.
Interesting.
Well,
close the fucking green room door, because that's really fucking annoying.
If we can hear it there, that means they can hear it on the output.
No, that output's specific to the studio, I think.
Is it?
I think so. I don't know. I mean...
Quick, call studio engineer. What's
his fucking ass just left. Here's what we're going to do. Let's...
There's not a backup studio engineer? I thought we're big time.
That's studio line. Let me dial number.
I thought we had a staff of 40 here.
I'm calling myself.
Hello. Why don't you pick up the phone?
Hey, Trench.
Yeah.
There's a small problem with the chat app.
Which one?
The classic chat app.
Why?
There's a small problem with it.
What's that?
It's this big.
Well, that's yours. That's on your end. It tested fine on Firefox, Opera, IE, and Mozilla last night.
I'm running it on...
And Safari.
I'm running it on Safari.
Hey, whatever,
right
it's
now.
Gone. So I don't know. We had a,
there must
we
have
had
been
a,
something off the hook.
You know
somebody.
What? I'm going to busy all lines, and we'll figure it out. Okay, now what we were talking about is, well, pretty basic and simple. Basic says he can't hear it. So, all right. Weird. When you go to spankwagon.net,
so,
off to the left.
Spankwagon. Is it so basic that Ginger could do it?
Yes. Oh, God, yes. what we're doing right now is
she's going to kill you for that one. You know it, right?
No shit. We're trying to figure out, and we're leaving this entirely up to the listeners. We're done. We're absolutely done trying to make this decision for ourselves, because we have proven we cannot do it.
We're married. We're not used to thinking for ourselves.
Exactly.
What's thinking for yourself?
Exactly. So we're going to have someone tell us what to do like normal. If you go to form.spankwagon.net, or even better yet, off
don't
to
touch me there. I don't like it when you put your finger in that.
When you go to the link on the left-hand side in the shout box, it's going.
I think the golden eye is to make sure he doesn't get a single sentence out.
Hey, that's fine. Just remember, this is your show too. So all you have to do is go to that shout box, click on the link, and it'll take you to the poll. Now, anybody can vote. You do not have to sign up for Spankwagon forms to vote on this thing. You can vote as often as your computer allows you. We want to know, do you want to use this crappy Flash-based chat that doesn't interface with IRC, or do you want to use the steadfast and proven technology of Internet Relay Chat?
Steadfast? What are you, George Bush?
America, you know you want to use the Internet Relay Chat as it was decreed in RFC 1399. America, it's your choice. Florida, it's still my choice. All right, so all you have to do is vote. We want to know. Now, we're going to run this for a couple weeks. So if you go to the shout box.
Man, we ain't run shit.
Or if you go to the forum, it's under the Spankwagon forum. So we'll, you know, just find it. You know, I'll even put another link up on the main page.
Dude, I'm telling you. Dude, I'm just running. I'm not even running the beta Safari. It's.
Yeah, okay. It's you. It's still you. Go ahead and open up Firefox and have a nice day. So.
Wow, you can eat the peanuts out of my feces.
I'm just saying. I mean, we do tech support. What do? You test it in multiple browsers, correct? You're tech support. You've done it.
All right, let's find out.
You know? So we want to have people vote. Right now, so far, Classic IRC is winning by a landslide. 100% of the votes.
Two.
Four of them. One me, one you, one Juke.
Which
and,
room are we know. Going in? Is it?
Well, we're going to just, since we're not going to be associating it with LV Rocks, we're just going to make a pound spank wagon.
Ooh. Pound the Spankwagon.
Pound the Spankwagon.
Pound the Spankwagon.
Pound the fucking Spankwagon.
Pound it. Pound it like you mean it. Pound it like you owe it money.
Pound it like it's a wine bottle.
Okay,
going
let me see.
Ass.
Lift it up. Let me see what's going on here.
No such channel as Spankwagon. Hang on.
Oh. Well, I know it's there because it's there.
There we go.
I'm like,
the
Jesus.
Only one in it.
Yep. So here's how it works. You could go to either the old one, which will be monitored tonight by Murph. Or you can go to the flash crappy ass one that's monitored by me.
Where's the old one?
If you click on Cam and Chat, just put the mouse over on top of it on the Spankwagon. Click on Classic Chat. There you go.
God.
Obviously, Decaf's going to be in there as well.
This is so difficult.
Damn,
so
that's a nice pimp ride.
What we want from everybody is we want your votes. We want you to tell us what you want for a chat app.
We want you to want us.
We want you to want us. We want you to want us. Okay.
We want you to want us.
So that's the chat app. Also, folks, we want you to get a hold of us. We have the phone numbers. The phone lines are open. Click on the Contact Us link, and that'll go ahead and give you the ways to call us, email us, or everything. And, of course, email, like I said, or was going to say, radio@spankwagon.net. And please, someone else email me beside Joker. Yes, don't stop Joker, but send me maybe a consolidated email. Not 32 emails. Okay.
I like this kid.
Oh, yeah. You've met him. You've met him.
Have I?
Yeah. He was at my birthday party last year.
How did you change?
He was one of the guys from Iowa, the one with the spiky hair.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, dude, I barely remember that.
Where did I change my name so I'm not SWR?
Scroll down. Scroll down.
Scroll.
The whole page. The whole page.
Oh, the whole page.
Is he using the Negro or the anti-Negro chat?
See where it says change Nick to?
Oh, God.
Oh, God. On the right, dummy.
Oh, Jesus. Lord, save me. Save me.
Oh, my God. Are you having that hard of a problem clicking into a box?
It's not fucking
click in the box. Click in the box. The box below it. There's a box below it.
Click in the box.
Type your name.
What's in the box?
This is a piece of shit.
What's in the box?
It's temporary.
What is this, man?
That's probably one of the only good Java IRC apps out there. PJIRC. So, damn. By the way, it's actually set up to allow you into Spankwagon, LV Rocks, KC Host, and Ars Technica, because I just never changed the code.
Ooh, Ars Technica.
We haven't seen them, because Toe was here last week, so that was nice.
What's up, Toe? Why is it just me and Murphy in the chat room? We're here across from each other.
You know, so you could send secret love messages to each other. Something about each other's penis. Or your own penis. I can suck your cock. Oh, can I? You're asking him?
Yeah.
Nice. All right, so.
I'm being polite. I'm just not going to grab and chew on it. Shit.
It's like a fucking worm. Nong, 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 nong.
I'm not going to Pac-Man that motherfucker.
Of course, Murphy types his secret message to you in the wrong forum. Love it. Absolutely love it.
So let's hear about this metrosexual. Metrosexual.
Yeah, okay. So Murph was in the green room confiding into all of us.
Rule number one of Spankwagon Radio, keep your fucking mouth shut.
No. Rule number one, everything is fair game. Talk about it. Because I'll tell you what, how many times have you guys have capped on me during the show? Constantly?
Never.
Without a... You're a fucking liar. All right. So...
By the way, is my audio up?
Your audio's fine. Only yeah, you now it is.
Only when you took that shit that day.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
Okay.
Well, you took that shit that day. That was bad.
Oh, I take. Oh, yeah. That was, woo, that was smelly.
Yeah, that was
all right,
bad.
So here's how it works. Murph is like, I think I'm turning metrosexual, guys.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So I have these, what kind of shoes? Movados?
Tsubo.
Tsubo.
Probably wear silks. Probably wear silks.
I'm wearing Tsubos. I'm wearing Tsubos, and I've got my Calvin Klein socks on. And
okay.
I have a brand new pair. I have a brand new pair of jeans that are regular denim because you know real men wear darker colors.
Okay, let's just stop you.
Oh,
right there.
And let me go on.
You
about
pointed out my
shut
shoes.
Shut up, me.
You
hold
pointed
on me.
Out my
me,
new
shut up,
jeans.
Me.
Okay, you seem to be awful observant over what I'm wearing,
yes,
especially
absolutely.
Around the leg and crotch area.
Totally, I'm completely impressed by your balls. That gay chicken
nah,
thing
man,
we played
nah,
years
man.
Ago.
Don't try to knock him off his course, man. Go on, man. He's trying to knock you off your course, man.
Hey, do
go
me
on.
A favor. Top drawer, right hand side. You'll know what to grab after that noise. All right, so here he is. He's got his little trendy-ass Apple I've got my Apple iPhone, and I really like my iPhone. As a matter of fact, I'm walking around constantly with my white earbuds and the one with the microphone. No, it's this the red thing. Good guess, though. Same drawer. I have my iPhone, and I have a Mac Mini now, and I think it's great. Oh, by the way, I just downloaded Pages, and I'm... Hold on, Steve.
Okay.
Had to get my Steve Jobs picks
right,
off.
All right,
okay.
Wait.
Secondly, dude, okay, first off, you even said yourself in the green room, I'm turning metrosexual, guys.
Yeah, out of fear, I said it.
Fear. Fear of what?
Fear of being metrosexual.
No, why are you afraid of being metrosexual? Why are you afraid of
because
this identity?
This is why.
No, we'll make fun of you for like a week and
yeah,
it's over. It's over.
You're making this more than it was. I just find myself
isn't that what
being,
we're supposed to do?
Yes.
Okay.
I find myself just a little more concerned with things that a year ago I didn't give a shit about.
Yeah, he was bitching about hair products.
Shit, you're worse than a wife, man. Explaining where shit is.
You should know where it is. You put it there. Yes, I am. I'm a little metrosexual, and it kind of bothers me.
What? Okay, but what about being metrosexual bothers you?
Just the whole concept of it all. Like, okay, a year ago, I was wearing the same fucking khaki pants that I had a year before that.
Yeah, no, I saw the ass stains and it was nice.
Yeah. Holes in most of them. Beat up whatever shoes I could find. The only things that used to be kind of weird about shoes, just because my feet are kind of off and I have to have something kind of specific for shoes.
Then a white man finally started paying you.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. I got a real grown-up job. And yeah, you start making more than 50 grand a year. Next thing you know, you're up. Yeah. No, yeah. It's
you're dressing like the weatherman. That's it. You're dressing like the weatherman.
You're gonna have a fucking bow tie. Shit,
I just,
next time you come,
dude,
here,
like Nate Tannenbaum. No, just
Frank
I just
radio.
Dude, my voice is nowhere near that.
But it will be. But
I just, yes, I have my Tsubo shoes, and I just happen to know a little weird little fact
about
them.
Tsubo shoes. Is it me, or does it sound like that's a car? Hold on, guys. Let's get into Tsubo. Go cruise the strip.
It does sound like a fucking car, though.
Hold on, man. We're going to wrap the Tsubo.
Man, look at the traction of this.
I got an all-wheel drive Tsubo. Woo!
Are you done?
No. I mean, I am, but I'm not.
Yes. Yes. There you go.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Now.
I'm here till next week.
You pointed out my shoes.
But
and
you.
And my jeans. Okay. And then I brought out the sunglasses.
The sunglasses, the Oakley.
You better not be wearing a fucking bra, dude.
No.
Okay.
No, my man titties G-string? Are free. My man titties
okay.
are free.
Because, you know, metrosexuals wear that, you know, the wife beater underneath t-shirts. Yeah, I can't stand
I hate this
double t-shirt people.
Yeah, I only do that in the winter when it's cold.
Cold.
No, yes, I wear Tsubo shoes. I got a pair of them. And I just happened to repeat a little fact that the chick who sold them to me told me. And
oh, no. Here's how it went. He's in the green room going, and did you know? That the Tsubos.
Oh, gee. That is not how it came out.
Yeah, it did come out.
No,
like
it
this.
Did not.
Yeah, it did.
And that, did you know
that the Tsubos were designed by two people? One guy from Diesel.
Oh, my God. I have a
and his wife, who used to work for Reebok. And they both quit and, you know, collaborated on these Tsubos.
Like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And at what point? What did I say? Oh, yeah. I said, huh. Wow, that sounds like something you looked up on Wikipedia because you just had to know.
No, it's just something the sales girl told me as I was looking
as you were getting your nails done.
I was at fucking Look, I was
Look, he really didn't mean to go in and get his nails done. He didn't understand. He thought the Asian chick was cute.
The wife said to me the other day, we were talking, I was like, baby, you should go and get a pedicure, get your toes done. She's like, your toes are a little messed up. You should go with me, too. I'm like, do you think?
Damn.
I have toenail issues that require.
No. The fact that you considered going to an Asian woman to go.
Just to stop.
Darling, let me fix your nails. Okay, let me fix your nails. Just shut up.
Just to stop. Like, I have bad toenail problems and.
So like, you like that little monster in the commercial?
No, not like that.
That's a gross commercial.
No, that is a gross.
They get a little ingrown on the edges, and I have to cut them out and tear them out. And sometimes it makes me bleed. And Jackie hates it, and it's painful as shit.
You say you play tetherball with it? What
no,
you do?
My toenails. I have to clip them.
I didn't say you play tetherball with it. I suck that tetherball, but go on.
I don't even understand the rules.
I just
you just hit the ball as fast as you fucking can.
Exactly. That's it. It's just. You know, I have problems with my toenails, and Jackie yells at me all the time. She's like,
okay, but you know, instead of going to a podiatrist.
I don't need to go to a podiatrist.
But see, a podiatrist can do whatever's necessary to make them not be ingrown anymore forever.
Yeah, but I can just, Jesus, I'm not going to defend myself on this, am I?
Well, you kept interrupting me. It was funny then. you know.
I could go to a podiatrist and pay the copay on my health insurance, right. Or I could just go to a fucking, God damn it, Asian nail place and my fucking toenails are $20. Hey,
wow.
Bernie Mac goes to a podiatrist, all right, or goes to a nail salon. Why can't? Oh, Jesus Christ!
Bernie Mac, how the fuck?
Bernie Mac,
help me,
Bernie.
He's
Bernie
sitting
Mac.
In the chair next to. Him. Yeah, what's up, man? What's up, man?
I saw him.
I mean, what's up, man?
I saw him on Punk.
You know what? Here's the thing with Bernie Mac. You don't know really where he's looking. So, what is he really looking at you when he's talking to you? You know, if someone were to bump into Bernie Mac on the street, would they say, "Hey, watch where you're going," or "Hey, go where you're watching"? Unreal. So I don't understand. Okay, Murph. Yeah, we are making fun of you, and we love you, Murphy. We, you know we do, because you would do the same thing to us.
You looked.
I looked.
You looked.
I looked. Only because I'm like, now what? How did I break the phone without touching it this time? No, you know we love you. You know we're busting your chops. Just pure love, but
pure love. I don't
pure
know
love.
About, I don't know about pure. It's kind of diluted and shit. That's the level, but it's diluted.
Well, you know, I mean, I love him. I mean, I got to see his junk in a thong. You realize he's quit talking.
Yeah, no,
he's quit
I'm
talking.
Communicating in the sound effects. That's it.
He's done. He doesn't want to talk to us anymore.
So what else you buy lately, man?
Hey, real quick, got to do this reset. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio in the Trials of Murphy's Gayness. We'd love to hear from you if you want to give us a call. 1-866 LV Rocks 38120, or we want to hear. You can email us now. Of course, you could always email us before, but radio@spankwagon.net. Shoot us an email and tell us what you think about this little metrosexual problem. And do you have the problem yourself? I know I don't. I mean, I wear chucks and shitty shorts and t-shirts.
Literally shitty shorts.
Shitty shorts.
To scoop it out.
Yeah, they're brown now. They used to be white.
What about if you like listen to chicks' conversations? I talked to a lot of girls about chick stuff.
I think you're just trying to get in their pants.
You're just trying to get in their pants. Oh. Yeah, you always
thank you.
Pay attention to what the woman says. No, it's when you try to dress like one.
Okay. Okay.
Or at least a sweater vest, which we'll see sported this winter by the wonderful Chris.
Do you go into the bra aisle now and not feel weird anymore? He's like, I'm going to go look at some bras. Can I go with you?
Actually, no. You know what? No. Always go lingerie shopping with a woman. Always. Wow. Always. Always. Because you can then start saying, honey, you'd look good in this. Because I know she'd look good in this. Yeah. No. Never do that. Murph is mincing over there. I can see his teeth grinding together. He's going to pop out the last of his fillings. And then they're going to be platinum because he's Metro.
It's all right. You're letting your real self just finally show. I find it really.
Murph.
I find it kind of sweet.
You're finally finding an identity, a style that you're comfortable with.
I find this very touching.
This is good.
I got nothing to say. I got nothing.
But I'm not trying to make a joke. Are you?
God, my nipples just got hard.
Okay, you are.
I mean, most of the time, I'm very utilitarian. It's just the last couple of weeks, some things have gone down that have just. Ugh, made me trendy and it
But aside
hurts.
From the clothes, what else?
The phone, the clothes. Oh boy.
Phone, the clothes. But how you acquired the phone was pure fucking hacker.
Yeah, but
well, you still got
the
it.
Shampoo.
What shampoo? What shampoo?
Okay. My God.
All right, you guys.
That's the shampoo.
Wait, let's shut up. Let's hear him.
Okay, you guys know my hair. It's pretty wavy.
You're doing a Jufro. We know.
Yeah, no. Well, see, when I try and brush it all back, it just kind of does big old waves.
Right.
Well, there's...
Like the Sandman in the comics.
Yeah. There's this No Kink shampoo that I bought with the matching conditioner.
Activator. I don't think he's going Metro. I think he's going Brother.
They got you activated?
And it just... It takes a lot of the hair, like my hair. It makes it like so when I can do things with it, and it kind of has that cool curl.
You know,
to it
I like what
the,
you're going on there. The crazy man.
Yeah,
look.
And then I have this. Nice.
That's like cool, man.
Fructis smoothing milk that I put in it, and it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm just throwing my own paddle out the window.
This recommended by Richard Simmons.
I just thought, you know.
I use whatever the wife has, so I don't care.
See, now, like, for me, my shampoo used to be the
I must agree. I use the
stuff that gets the stuff that stops me from itching.
You use a fucking SOS pad, bitch. That's what you use.
But this stuff, it takes the wave out of
Actually,
it.
Actually, I will say this, and I'll be completely honest with you.
Don't try and compliment me on my hair, dude.
No. Shut the fuck up. All right. When I had long hair, like I used to have hair down on my shoulders, I had to get the specialty shampoos. I had to get that shit.
I know exactly what you're talking about, man.
No, you fucking Brillo pad. All right. So, you know, I understand the need and necessity.
This is just,
it is Metro,
it's
but
it's more of a beauty thing than a necessity thing. It just
because you could just get a fucking haircut and have the problem solved.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Well, I'm trying to like grow it out a little bit.
Motherfucker, if you get streaks, I'm killing you.
No, we got to worry if he highlights.
He already dyed his hair blue before, did he?
Oh, yeah, dude.
But blue is one thing.
Yeah.
You know, streaks. Fucking having a Smurf shit on your head is absolutely one thing. But looking like Consoler is another. For those of you who don't know, dailynoise.com.
I mean, take a look at that. That is some,
that's cool, man.
That's the longest my hair has been in a long time.
You know, if you comb it all down, you could be like the Misfits. Anyhow.
That's pretty nice. Huh?
All right. We need to take a break. Here, Murph, you know how much love I'm going to show you? You know how much love I'm going to show you?
You going to let him pick a song?
No, I'm actually, I got two songs for him.
Oh, boy. Shit.
Specifically for him. I was thinking of you today when I actually ripped these from the CD.
Did you poop?
Yes. Queens of the Stone Age, because you were saying you love the CD.
Yeah, I love the new CD.
This is the new CD. It's Era Vulgara.
Yeah. Are you playing? Which are you?
I'm turning.
Turn the Screw.
Yep. And Run Pig Run.
Love Turn the Screw.
So, got two songs. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio. Don't you forget that shit either, motherfuckers.
Amen. And don't forget, we want to see you in the chat room because we see you out there listening
or
live.
Call us shit.
We want to hear from you. Send us an email. Contact us. That's the link on the Spank Wagon
site. We're
going to
have some fun participation stuff tonight. So
we need
it. You're going to want to kick in on a lot of the things we got going.
We'll be back.
So I says to the guy, wrecked him, damn near killed him.
God, that is just a fucking hilarious.
So it's time for a new bit.
Oh, why am I so low?
Get off your knees.
Dun, dun, dun. All right. Yeah, we got a new bit. And what is this bit?
This would be the Spankwagon Hall of Fame.
Nice.
Here we will collect people that we feel are just the cream of the fucking crop. And if they could be here with us tonight, we'd probably give them a handy.
Okay, go on.
The initial inductee and sets the bar for all Spankwagon Hall of Fame people. Tonight's inductee is Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen inducted to the Spankwagon Hall of Fame.
Now, not because he knocked up Denise Richards twice.
No.
Not because he was smart enough to divorce her when she got all whack job.
No.
No, no, no. It's for five separate reasons that we are inducting Charlie Sheen in the Spankwagon Hall of Fame.
Damn.
Right.
First off, he once planned to fake the death of a porn star so he could marry her.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Let me get the details on that one. Hold on a sec here. Charlie Sheen, who never finished Santa Monica High School because he was expelled for poor attendance and bad grades just weeks before graduation, has called for a new independent investigation in the circumstances. Oh, that's something else entirely. Sorry. Yes, he did try to fake the death of a porn star.
Nice. Okay, what's the next reason?
Number two, he used to date a tranny. Yep, Charlie Sheen is a tranny chaser.
Nice. And he knew about it.
Yes.
Had to have known about it.
He's been arrested five times for drug possession, soliciting prostitutes, and credit card fraud.
Damn.
Credit card.
Yes. Number three, he once shot Kelly Preston in the arm.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Number four.
He shot Kelly Preston in the arm?
Yes. Number four.
What did John Travolta say?
yeah. So that's one. That's two. That's three. Number four. Wait a minute. What? My list is all fucked up. Okay, so he once faked the porn star
faked the death of a porn star.
So he could marry her. Used to date a tranny.
Tranny.
Been arrested five times.
Arrested five times.
He once shot Kelly Preston in the arm.
And
number five.
Five.
He maybe killed a hooker. We're not 100% sure on this, but he might have killed a hooker.
How did Charlie Sheen maybe kill a hooker?
I know.
In March 2005, Jones, a former penthouse pest and working a porn star and prostitute, told the Inquirer that Charlie Sheen paid her $15,000 for sex and asked her to marry him, even though he was currently married to Denise Richards, who was pregnant at the time with their second child. 3 months later, Jones was found dead in her Houston home. Death was ruled as an accidental overdose. In a sworn statement, Richards says she asked Sheen if he had anything to do with the death of Jones, and according to Richards, he didn't deny it. In fact, Richards said, he said he had no comment, and this scared me. He threatened me again with that if I do not agree with his request for joint custody, that I would never make it to court.
Damn.
Whoa.
Charlie Sheen is the man.
He is the man.
He's a psychopath.
He's a psychopath. He's a lunatic. And I tell you what, he's what we should all want to grow up to be.
He's got a long way since Platoon, man.
And it was it.
So, Charlie Sheen, initial inductee into the Spankwagon Hall of Fame.
We all got
bring the music up.
We all got no music for that? Okay.
So, yeah.
That's just crazy. All right, Spankwagon Radio. You can get a hold of us. We want to hear from you. Spankwagon, our email, radio@spankwagon.net. We would love to get a phone call. We have porn cards. And, you know, I will say this. This morning I worked on Daily Noise. I was actually myself, consoler, doing the show this morning. And, funny.
oh, yeah, I know that picture.
Amazingly enough, their show has a ton of listeners. And still no one fucking calls.
Nice.
But we want to do something a little different. Anybody who does call us during the show, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, you will receive a porn card from Spongy Gunk Films.
Free porn!
Free porn. You can't beat it.
Or you can just
but you can beat it off,
huh?
But you can't. Yeah, 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 yeah. No, and don't do it while you're on the phone with us. We don't want to hear you beating off.
Dude, I want to meet Charlie Sheen so bad, dude.
I know.
Did you kill that whore?
That's exactly what I want to ask him. Not Charlie. Just a little woman, man. Did you kill the whore, woman?
Did you kill the hooker?
Did you just choke the bitch?
Charlie Sheen. Do I gotta choke a bitch? My name's Charlie Sheen. Do I gotta choke a bitch?
Does Charlie Sheen got a choke a bitch?
Damn.
Oh my gosh.
Nice. Damn. All right. So that's okay. All right.
For the time.
Oh, we're going to go that route? Are you sure?
I'd like to hear what he's got. Now, let me bring it up because I know you asked us to play it. Let me get it here.
What do you.
I'm going to play some of his music because.
Oh, I got the song for the theme.
Oh, well, fuck off and die then. I'll just sit over here and go screw myself.
But you'll do it with style because you have your shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what it's fucking time for. It's been a long ass goddamn time too, man. I gotta look at my contract, motherfuckers.
Shit. You know us, gotta keep a brother down.
It's time for the Docker Perspective.
We're the man.
This is your host, D-Cav. Now, everyone's on Barry Bonds case, Barry Bonds. But anyway, that got me thinking, and I don't like to fucking think. You know, I'm black. I just want to eat chicken and look at white women and be happy. So. What I decided to do is I sat back and thought about the five most hated black athletes in history. And I got my five list. Number five, Michael Vick. And why Michael Vick is on the list for most hated is because PETA hates him. And there ain't no motherfucking niggas in no goddamn PETA. There ain't no vatos in no goddamn PETA. You know what I'm saying? Bulldog fighting and cockfighting is natural shit, man. That's what we live for. Number four, Hank Aaron. Now, everyone's kissing his ass now. Everyone's all like, oh, Hank Aaron this, Hank Aaron that. But everybody wanted his motherfucker dead when he broke Babe Ruth's record. All you cracking motherfuckers in the audience who booed his ass, now all of a sudden, he wants to be, you know, oh, he's the greatest. Oh, he's this and that. Oh, this and that. After all that shit talking, no fucking respect for you on that one. Number three, Muhammad Ali. Now, everyone praises Muhammad Ali now that he carried the torch. But before then, even white people went against every black boxer he went against. They always went for the other boxer over Muhammad Ali. They cheered on black people just so he could beat Muhammad Ali. And they hated him. Number two, Barry Bonds. Now this cracking motherfucker's like Murphy, right? Who wants to sit up here. He wants to sit up here and talk all kinds of shit. Oh, Barry Bonds this. Barry Bonds a cheater. Barry Bonds this and that. But what this motherfucker doesn't know is that Barry Bonds had 374 home runs before 98, before he did steroid use. And only 386 after he done steroids. So I want him to get his skinny white ass up to the plate and hit 350-something home runs in 10 years. Until he can do that, he needs to shut the fuck up and leave Barry alone. Congratulations. Good job of breaking the record. And number one, O.J. Simpson. Now, I know he's guilty. I cheered him on when he got off. But we all know he cut up that white bitch. But you gotta understand, man. You have some bitch with your car driving around some crack ass motherfucker named Ron Goldman and shit, eating up your shit. And he's fucking your bitch. Don't you get a little bit pissed off? Don't you just want to kill a bitch? Don't you just want to slice a throat open? Now, I know all you motherfuckers at home like, oh, no, that's difficult. No, I want to do that. Fuck yeah, you would do that shit. And the heat of the moment, you see the bitch driving up in your motherfucking car, fucking your bitch and your motherfucking doorstep, you would cut the motherfucking bitch's throat. I don't give a fuck who you are. That's the Darker Perspective. Peace out.
Murphy?
Yeah.
I'm a little afraid to be white right now.
Well, we are a minority now.
Yeah, we... oh, hell. A little afraid to be white.
Like Murphy bit his tongue off about 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, he did. He did. Oh, my God. All right. Spank Wagon Radio, that was the Darker Perspective. Thank you, Big Daddy. We want to hear from you. Don't forget, we have our email going, radio@spankwagon.net. We also have our phone lines open, 1-866- LV Rocks, LVROCKS. can also call us at 1-866-587-6257. Oh, my God. Woo! All right.
Wow.
Don't you just want a cup of white bitch now?
You know...
That's pretty much the story of my life. Dude,
I mean. I'm afraid that if my wife just wants to borrow my fucking car, I'm going to have to go stab her now. I mean, it's... Damn. Fuck. Shit. Damn and fuck. All right. Murph, what you doing?
Looking at porn, I ain't going to lie.
Can we send that part of that bit to Ron Gomez's dad?
Oh. No, because I have... We already have zero budget for a show.
Yeah, we have less than zero budget for a defense fund.
Yeah, we don't have any money for legal fees.
I got something I wanted to talk about.
All right.
Apple released a whole bunch of new hardware this week.
Yeah, some really good pieces, too.
Really new hardware. And we talked about the hardware.
The iFan?
The new iMac. Plus, they juiced the shit out of the Mac Minis, and they added a RAID card to the Mac Pros. But I actually wanted to take a second and get away from that, and I wanted to talk about some of the software they released.
The iStapler?
Actually, you know what? I will say I do want to talk about the keyboard. I'm a fan of a good keyboard, and I can't wait to try this one out. Mm-hmm. I'm not big when they're on the new style of keyboard when it's on the or the MacBooks or whatever. But
for those of you that haven't seen it, Apple released a
iShoehorn,
and it's a new keyboard for the new Macs, and it is available in a couple of it is available, I think, on its own. The keyboard,
$50 for the keyboard.
Yeah, go take a look at it online. It is really cool. It's brushed thin. Aluminum, very thin.
Very thin.
It brushed still aluminum. Has the USB ports on it. I mean, it is a really neat piece of hardware. Yeah, they've done a really good job with it. I was expecting a stainless or an aluminum version of the mouse as well, but that did not show up.
I don't think an aluminum mouse would be very comfortable to use. I really don't. Plus the heat of your hand on that aluminum constantly.
Yeah, that could be
kind of bad.
But amongst all that, they released the new iLife and a new iWorks 08. I'm using both. Part of iLife, though, is the new GarageBand, and there's something I wanted to do with it real quick. Can you bring them?
Yeah, I will. Actually, very weird. One of the people in our chat room, their IP address, I've never seen a first octet of a single digit.
Interesting.
Very interesting. A 4. Who in the hell gets a 4 for a first octet?
Somebody very special.
Very special. NORAD. All right. That's what I'm thinking. All right, so your sound is up. Your
board's
up.
One of the neat things that they've brought in is Magic GarageBand. And Magic GarageBand allows you to basically just jam with another band. And you can audition for who you want. So we've got a couple of genres. We've got blues, rock, jazz, country, reggae, funk, Latin, roots rock, and slow blues. Decaf, what do you want to hear?
What?
Exactly.
Slow blues.
Do you want to hear blues or slow blues?
So we got both.
Blues? All right. So now I can play a little snippet here. Let me get the audition up. And it actually shows me the instruments. So you've got a lead guitar. You've got a bass. I've got a drum set, a keyboard, and a melody section. It's just loading up all the instruments now because I can go through each one of these and select what kind I want for each. So here's a little snippet of the song it's going to play. Okay, so now I'm going to make some changes to this on the fly. Let's go into my guitar. And let's give it a little rockabilly riff. Give it a sec to change it. Okay, now let's go into my bass. I'll give it a good jumping bass here, I think. Give it little changes here. Going to my drum kit. Let's see, right now it's at Roadhouse. Let's give it let's take the drums down a little bit, just give it brushes. Cool. Now my keyboard's a little low too, so let's it's got a Southside organ. Let's bring up the soulful piano.
Or just take it all down.
And part of the project was not paid. It's too many tracks. Oh, that's interesting. Hadn't seen that yet.
You crashed it.
Well, I didn't crash it, but all right, now I can go to my melody section here, and right now it's set for harmonica, but if I want to get rid of this and maybe put in a nice slide guitar.
That's interesting.
You can go through, change different parts. Maybe I want to, let's take this guitar and make it a little something, a little plucky. Maybe for finger style here. Change it up a little bit, and I can go in and give myself an instrument. Let's go in and give myself a good bass. And then this is where you'd hook up your own instrument
and play with it.
Interesting. So you would USB into your laptop.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple of options for it, but yeah, USB is one of them. Now, one of the ones that I found to be really interesting, let me change genres real quick, and it is a little stage that you see in front of you here.
Okay.
Let me go into funk, because funk I found to be really
cool. Yeah, I was going to ask you, funk. I like funk.
Now, let's get the snippet for funk here.
All right.
Okay. Now let's go in and change our instruments.
Because
to me, funk needs some changing on this. So
all right.
I feel like Steve Jobs. I feel like I should have a turtleneck on here demoing this. It's got to load up all the instruments.
Wait, does that mean we have to sit and clap and applaud whenever you fart on the stage?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so let's. Here's the standard.
Yay!
Now, the guitar right now is a real crisp, but to me, no. Good funk guitar. Good wah-wah guitar on there.
Yeah.
Okay. Going to my bass here, and... Okay. Nice. Drums are a little too heavy here.
The new theme song, the Bill Cosby Show?
Feels like it. Let me go into my percussion here and change that out. Okay. Change my keyboard here. I got an organ. No. We need a good clav on this one. Okay. And my melody section. Right now, it's a horn section. I'm going to take it to just a trumpet. So the changing of things, it's kind of nice to be able to go through and then decide, okay, I want to play this. Now, I do want to start to learn to play blues harmonica. So this is going to be really cool for me, going in and setting these, making changes to them. And then this is just a snippet.
So what's cool? You started something again that you're not going to finish?
Fuck off. All right, so let me
come on now. Give the man a break.
Now, that's a snippet. This is the entire song. So check this out. Sounds like our old outro music.
It does.
But you've got a lot of options in this for changing things, changing styles. You know, I'm sure in the future there'll be more options. Let me go ahead and close that. There'll be more options for more genres, more songs. And I'm sure the song packs that are coming out, they're going to have a lot more into it. The new iLife, I'm a big fan of. The new iPhoto is really cool. The ability to scrub through the events without having to actually go into the albums themselves is really cool. The web galleries is neat. If you have a Mac and you don't have it yet, I highly recommend that you go out and get it. It's $80, but it's definitely well worth it.
All right, cool. So,
Does it work on a PC?
Well,
why would it work on a crap machine?
Oh.
Leave the PC alone, man. It's a good machine.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Every computer's good. Every
if you need to do some accounting.
Oh. Wow, man. I mean, you've gone beyond fanboy right that statement right there.
I just, you know.
Hey, he's already gone metro about everything else. He might as well go metro about
everything.
Hey, wait a minute. See, what does that say about me? Because I'm the one who introduced him to the Mac. I mean, what does that say about me?
Oh, this just says that you're a good friend.
Hey, I think it says it's time to go to a break.
Actually, yeah, why not?
It is time to go to a
break. It is, actually.
Let me go ahead and play this one.
Well, I got one song that was sent to us. I got a song that was sent to us. It was an email.
I made a promise to a small child that I would play a song.
Well, you can play your song.
Okay.
Well, play your song.
Let me play the song, and then we'll play the one that was emailed to us. So this is not our usual kind of song. This is something a little different than what we usually play.
All right.
The name of the band is Isley, and the name of the song is Marvelous Things.
All right. Go for it.
I woke the dawn, saw horses growing out the lawn. I'm
this is like Spank Wagon, dude, and this is like the best, the greatest radio show.
The greatest internet radio show.
Oh my God. It's like it's the greatest ever, dude.
Ever.
It's totally great. Great, dude.
Great.
Ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio, starting up our second hour here. Looking at what we have on the notes, I got a few things. First off, I want to recover this. We want everybody to go to spankwagon.net. We want everybody to go to the forum and vote. If you go to the forum, there's a topic there that's going to cover the what chat room do you want us to use forever?
Forever.
Because we're tired of making that decision and bouncing between multiple chat rooms. So all we want you guys to do is find out, tell us, do you want to use this Flash-based chat or do you want to use the really, really tried and true IRC-based chat? So that's we're leaving that entirely into your hands by going to spankwagon.net, clicking on the forum link, and going to the forum. And the cool thing is you don't have to register in the forum to vote. You can just vote. It's really nice that way. All right. What we got up on tap? Murph, what porn you got up on?
I'm actually just reading something real quick. It's not porn, actually.
Wow, what a shock. Decaf, what you got on tap for us? Because I think you had something you wanted to do.
Yes, I do.
All right, what did you want to do?
This is called African-American culture.
Dude, look, he's got fucking ripped out spiral notebook paper.
That's right. I got prepared notes.
You wrote this on the bus the way here, didn't you?
No, I wrote it in a car in the parking lot.
Nice. Nice.
Okay. It's called African-American culture. Now, this is the rules of the game. And everybody in our chat rooms can play along. How many people are in the chat room?
Well, we've been in the chat room. We've got Basic and Joker. And Joker just told me that, he's not even listening.
Nice.
Well, there you go, Joker.
Well, he'll listen to this in the podcast. Joker. So whatever you want to say about him now, he'll hear Monday.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he's another male librarian. You should feel a special bond with him.
No, fuck that. I'm not a librarian. I'm a technician, computer technician that works for the library district.
Librarian. All right.
Hey, man. I'm not shallow and gay. Okay.
No, that's our metro.
Okay, this is how it goes. African-American culture. Now, I'm going to bring up 10 items, inventions.
10 inventions.
10 inventions. And when I name the invention, you have to say, you have to guess if the person is black, if the person who made it was black or not black. And when you do guess it, if it's right or wrong, or they did or didn't, you have to explain why they did or why they didn't.
All right, so let me get this right. You ask us, did a black guy invent this or not? We say yes or no. And no matter what we answer, we have to say why.
Well, I'll tell you what the right answer is. Well, yeah, you have to explain why they did or why they didn't.
Okay, so if you say George Washington Carver and we say, peanut butter.
Oh, no.
He's going to tell us peanut butter and we have to say it was George Washington
Carver. Oh, I see.
No, you have to say the name. Just a yes or no.
Yes, that was a Negro invention.
And then we have to speculate as to why they invented it.
Why they invented it or why they didn't.
Okay, I think I got this. Murph, you good?
I give it a shot.
All right.
Okay. Item number one, the gas mask.
That's a rough one. Now, you could say yes.
But why? Why would a black man invent the gas mask?
You go first. Well,
I'm going to say yes. And I'm going to say yes because, fried chicken tends to make me gassy. So we got to be, I guarantee that a couple brothers chowing down the bird have got to be pretty smelly.
Yes.
Nice. Thank you.
I was going to say yes because someone had a vision that in the future, someone would be lobbing, gas bombs at them as they're trying to enter a college.
Nice.
Item number two, the traffic signal.
Traffic signal.
I'm going to say no. Because the black man hates any time the white man tries to organize his life for him.
Ooh. I'm going to say yes because the light's colored and so is the black man.
You are correct.
Hey!
Very nice. So the answer is yes. A black man did invent that
one. A black man invented the stoplight. Nice.
Okay.
Number three, the battery.
Are you talking the charge or the little thing you stick in something?
Assault and battery or double D? Oh, wait.
I don't know. Just said batteries.
Just regular batteries?
Yeah. Batteries.
No, that's been around for a while. I don't.
That's
think
like
that
Mesopotamian shit. So I'm gonna say no.
You are correct. No.
All right.
Why not?
That's a whitey.
Why not?
That, why not?
Why not?
Because the technology's been around long.
So what are you trying to say?
I do believe actually it was a.
I want to say it was Mesopotamian. Like, I want to say it was
The charge systems were around from. I think it was.
I'm going to say because the brother was too lazy to fucking turn the lights on anyway.
So it was before the Mormons created us.
Oh.
Before all the people were too scared of.
Before Brigham Young said, "Negro, let there be life, for I am Brigham Young." Yes.
Number four. The guillotine.
Oh, no, a white guy invented that.
Like French fucking white guy.
Yeah, French white guys.
French is
that.
Like, off of their head. They'd be like, nah. Gallows, if you said Gallows, would be like, we're planning for your future or our own self-demise. No, the fucking French invented a guillotine.
Yes. No, black no, people. No. Black people, it's a no.
It's a whitey?
It's a whitey.
It's a whitey.
It's a whitey. The mailbox.
The mailbox.
I'm going to say yes.
Why is that?
Because they had to have the welfare check put somewhere.
Oh!
And when I wrote it down, I knew that's going to be your first answer. That's why I chose the mailbox. And yes, and we did create the mailbox.
Because you got to put the welfare check somewhere. Nice. All right.
The next one, the potato chip.
No, that sounds like an Irish invention if I've ever heard of one.
But aren't the Irish the black of
yes.
Europe? Well, there you go.
Yeah. So, yes, technically it was the black people. But
yes, a black man did crave the potato chip.
How the fuck does someone accidentally or someone just go, you know what? I like potatoes, but I want to fry. Oh, I want to fry it. It's all good in the fryer. Damn.
Item number eight, adhesive tape.
Shut the fuck up, white woman. Hell yeah, they invented the adhesive tape.
That's it, man.
Yes.
Invented back in the 50s, a white woman can't run and tell the sheriff you've been looking at her wrong if you tape her down and throw her in the trunk.
Nice.
That's true. Number eight, the umbrella.
No.
No.
That's a European invention.
Definitely European.
So why not a black person can invent it?
Because they'd have that shit upside down collecting fucking water.
They'd be using it to carry chicken in.
Just fucking spit take the whole
Oh, nice.
Carry one of the four kids in.
So it was a Mexican invention, I guess you're telling me.
Oh, my God.
Item number nine, mayonnaise.
That's just a whitey invention
no,
right there, man.
No, you know what? No. Uh-uh.
If you can make a sandwich out of it, I'm going to tell you it's a white guy invention.
It is a no. No, they didn't make mayonnaise.
They didn't. Oh, my God. You're good. Why didn't they?
Is it sandwich-based?
Sandwich-based.
No bones and mayo.
You can't deep fry mayo.
You can't put barbecue sauce in
mayo. Wait. Well, I don't know. Does mayo go with catfish?
Hey, maybe.
Can you have it with watermelon and grape Kool-Aid? Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
One of these days, NAACP is going to know we exist.
Yeah, I know.
We are so fucked.
But until that day.
And item number 10.
Oh.
The blood bank.
Yes, was invented by a black man just because I did a report on it back in junior high.
Really?
I don't remember who it was, but I remember the blood bank was invented by a black man.
The blah, 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 man?
Yes.
Actually, a legitimate answer, yes. His name was Charles Drew.
Charles Drew. Well, you know what? I got to say this because I got one on the top of my head. I think most people may know this. The elevator. Was it invented by a black man?
I'm going to say yes, only because he got sick and tired of walking up to the top of the building to have the KKK throw him off.
Ooh. And you say?
Yes.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Otis. I kid you not. His last name. I can't remember the first name, but the last name is Otis.
Elevators.
Invented by a black man.
Nice.
Because he had to get the T up to Massasuna.
Oh, now that was wrong.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
wow.
You.
God.
Thank
damn.
You.
Del Venido, what is it called? The 4,000?
The co-host.
Yeah, 4,000. Co-host 4,000.
Now you see this one into it.
Yeah, now I see what the co-host 4,000 is talking about.
That next thing, it's going to be like all fucking blacky. We're like, can it say anything else? Nope, blacky. It's stuck on that. We loaded in last week's. Blacky.
I am the co-host 4,000.
I am of the Motisa tribe. Really? How does that work up? Would you like some Motisa? Holy shit.
Hey, that's nice. I like that. That was a fun one. I hope
you guys
everybody.
Have culture. That was a good one.
Now we have culture. Oh, my goodness.
So, what's next on the agenda?
What's next on the agenda?
We have an agenda today.
We do. We have an agenda.
You know, and I honestly don't know if I like this.
We have a small news item that has an update that we didn't think it was going to have. Pac-Man Jones has gone to TNA Wrestling.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I know it was last night. He did the first thing.
Yeah, and the Tennessee Titans have released a statement
that he can't.
Yes. They have gone to court to stop this. Let's see here. Both sides have agreed to let Williamson County Chancery Court know late by Friday.
Now, would you consider that cock blocking?
Exactly. Late Friday, whether or not the agreement has been reached. So, let me see if I can find the actual wording of this. All right, so. All NFL players have language in their contracts that prohibit them from engaging in activities which may involve significant risk of personal injury, said a statement from team spokesperson, what's his name? We certainly believe wrestling to be hazardous, and it is obvious that the player's conduct, that he is ignoring this aspect of agreements with the clubs. So, they have put a restraining order to prevent him from doing anything involved with wrestling. So,
interesting.
Anything... they may I don't know if they can block him from being on TV, but they can certainly block him from being in the ring. Now, lawyers for Pac-Man Jones and the Titans have gone to meet this evening in an attempt to modify the restraining order that prohibits him from doing this. It may not prohibit him from going on the air, but it will prohibit him from going in the ring, it looks like. So as soon as we have some more information, we will let you guys know.
Nice.
But you know what?
I think he should wrestle, though.
You know, another little
ain't
bit of news.
And this is he's probably not going to get his job back either.
Yeah,
so.
But just in case he does, they don't want to. Although they should let him wrestle. Break his contract, then they don't have to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? But I guess they're just being a little smart because maybe they don't think there's enough to send him to jail. Another bit of interesting news. Universal Music recently decided that they are going to attempt to sell all of their music, digital or any other format, digital rights management, or DRM, free. In other words, when you buy a CD or when you buy something online at a music store that's Universal, it will not be crippled.
And it won't have any sort of protection.
They're doing this through the end of the year, through January. And a lot of people are very excited about this. This is a great first step because if any of the record companies out there, Universal's right up there with Sony about being uber paranoid.
Yeah.
So if Universal says, you know what, we're done
no
with DRM.
No one could be up there with Sony. I'd be a paranoid.
Well, no. Sony is a rootkit. Universal, though, they're getting there.
Yeah, okay.
You know, Sony had that rootkit that they released a year or so ago, 2 years ago, that crippled computers when you tried to rip a CD.
Yeah, no, that motherfucker boot. Man, that shit pissed me off.
it was horrible. It was horrible. Universal, though, is saying, you know, we're going to give this a try. We're going to do what we can do. We're going to give this a try, and we're testing it until January, and then we'll go from there. So I'm applauding Universal, and I hope that other people follow suit, including Apple with their uber-restrictive DRM.
Yeah.
Because why make this shit crippled? It's music. Everyone should enjoy it.
But the reason Apple did it was to placate the record or the record companies.
You're right, and that's actually what they're doing to hold record companies underneath their wings. In other words, these record companies go, well, it's either Apple or something else.
And Microsoft DRM is unbelievably
horrible. But doesn't Sony create DVD burners?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are their own worst enemy, but see, the whole idea is it's sort of like this. Winchester makes guns. Mm-hmm. Do they make them to kill people? No.
No.
They make them for hunting, protection, sport, whatever. They don't make them for anybody to use on another person. So it's kind of it's along the same lines, you know. All right, so what are we doing here?
Well,
I don't know. This following this agenda thing's kind of a little rough sometimes.
Well, I wanted to talk about something.
You had a problem.
It's kind of bothering me, and I don't really know what to do. I wanted to talk to you guys about it, and it kind of allows us to open up and talk about some things.
All right. Let me throw this out here, though, real quick before we do. This is a round table, so we're going to open the phone lines.
I don't know so much as it's a round table as it's just
discussion?
Yeah.
Well, I'll still throw up the phone lines, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. We'd love to hear from you. We have a $20,000 phone system that no one seems to use. We also would love to hear from you by going to spankwagon.net, clicking on the contact us, and all of our information, emails, phone numbers, everything is right there. So, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, it's okay. So, apparently my children seem to have some sort of aversion to going outside and playing.
Okay.
They would rather stay inside all day and watch video games or watch TV or something like that. And I was just thinking back to when I was a kid, you couldn't keep me inside if I was not in school. As soon as...
you was in school?
Well, was Saturday or after school or something, I was out of the house. I was outside, I was playing, I was doing things. And I know it's different times now than it was then, but, I mean, my children won't even go in the backyard.
Damn.
What the fuck is going on?
Well, okay, what happens when you try to get them to go outside to play?
No, it's too hot. Or even when, or if it's cold, it's too cold. There's no one out there. There's nothing to do. Like, man, I used to play Fort in my own backyard with nobody else. I'd be there with my just myself. What the fuck?
Now, do you think because this generation of kids is seeing how we still buy toys that are like for kids, and they see what we do, and they're just trying to replicate parents.
But like, they're not really playing with anything, though. Like, I have to force my kid to play with his Legos.
Do you have an Xbox?
Yeah.
Do you? You know what I'm saying? So, and he plays video games, right? So he's going to emulate what his parents do.
Well,
you know, that's what his dad does.
You know, and I kind of want to agree with that, because the one thing that I do not have in my home, really, I mean, yes, I have a GameCube, but that still isn't a video game system.
Because your wife won't let you buy one.
I personally don't have a need for one. I come over to your house, I play Guitar Hero for 5-10 minutes, and I get frustrated, and I'm done. I mean, that's literally how I play video games. I've never sat down and played video games for a long time. The most I've ever played was one video game, Final Fantasy VII, 10 hours of game, got to a certain point, shut it down, and I never turned it back on. You know, my kid loves to play. He loves to go outside and play in the park. He loves to go outside and, you know, playing sprinklers and stuff like that. So I could kind of see that, because I don't, you know, I'm not one of the single-minded parents say, it's the video games that ruin our future. Because it's not. There's multiple factors that are fucking our kids. But I don't know. I kind of believe in that.
It's a couple things, because when, you know, of course, when we're kids, that's when video games start becoming popular. So, I mean, my brothers and sisters and whatever before me, they were mostly always outside or doing something, because there was nothing to really keep you inside other than, you know, television shows, you know. So, you know, when I was a kid, I watched a lot of TV. I played a little video games, but I also went inside. And it was kind of a mixture, but as time has gone by, it's the invention of the computer that really has absolutely destroyed everything, because once you sit in front of a computer, you know, you look up at the clock, and you know, because remember, you had the old computer for 2-3 weeks, right?
Yeah.
And when mm-hmm. you look around like, what the fuck am I going to do? I mean, you chat on, you know, your text messages all day. Matter of fact, that brings up a point. A girl, I was a volunteer at the library. She's 15, right?
Mm-hmm.
She said that she averages 10,000 text messages a month.
What?
10.
Grab a calculator. Grab a calculator.
1,000.
Figure out how many minutes are in a month, let alone seconds, just minutes in a month, and how many text messages that fucking shit is, because that's got to be wrong.
So between.
What do text messages have to do with minutes?
Between.
How much time you have to spend on text messages?
It depends upon how long the message is.
It could be K. Yes, could be no.
But still, it's going to take you only a few seconds. 10,000 just doesn't seem physically possible in the time allotted.
Yeah, if you say it's like 30 seconds to a minute for each one, just think it's like 10,000 minutes. Just do 10,000 minutes.
Yeah, divide that by 60, and there you go. How many hours?
But yeah, so.
Divide hours by 24, divide 24 by 31.
So, I mean, between the text messaging and the MySpace.
What?
We'll catch up.
You're losing me on the math.
All right.
Between the text messages and the. MySpace, man, I mean, it traps them in. And it kind of like, you know, you emulate, you know, what you see your parents do.
Yeah.
And the thing is, and it depends if you, I never really played with many kids, but I had a lot of brothers and sisters. So, you know, I went outside and I did activities and stuff like that. But I must say, when I think back, I did spend a lot of time watching TV because everybody watched TV and movies. So, of course, you're just going to, as a kid, you're going to emulate what other people are doing. So I watch a lot of TV and movies.
Well, okay, I can understand that. And so you're kind of giving it the technology spin is the where technology is going.
And technology has trapped you to your fucking phone,
right.
your computer. Right. I'm trapped to my computer. I'm trapped to my phone.
We all are nowadays.
To the video game, I'm trapped to all of them.
You know, we all have this connectivity that we've never experienced before. When I was a kid, I had it a little different because up until a certain point, my parents were married and I would go to the park with my dad all the time. Or mm-hmm. if my dad went somewhere, I went with him. I'm not that good with Kenneth and doing that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I know, though, when I was a kid, we did have cable and stuff, but it wasn't the same as it is now.
Yeah, that's
there was nothing
thing.
Really on
TV until late night. They had like the shows 8 to 10 or whatever like
right.
that. So during the afternoon, it was like.
Exactly. I mean, what I did when I came home from school, I remember this clearly, like through elementary, is I came home. We always had the afternoon cartoon blocks, but it was only for an hour.
Yeah.
And then it was the news or boring TV shows for parents and Phil Donahue and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I went outside and played. Right. And I was the same way. I had the forts or I had rode my bike or, I used to have a baseball that would hit against a brick wall.
Yeah, we had a plastic bag and a balled up piece of paper. We used to hit it over the fence to see.
Just to see. Even after my parents divorced and I started apartment living, there was always something. I go play basketball and
then
in an apartment complex and stuff like that, there are a lot of other kids. So you had other people to play with. Here, you're right though, and your kids may be onto something when they say there's no one to play with. There's no one to share that camaraderie. You can't play guns because you might get mistaken for a real gun.
Yeah.
You can't do anything anymore without so many parents being eagle-eyed and thinking that everybody else's kid's going to kill you, even though you're a little brat.
Or thinking that everybody, that a kid's parents are going to be molesters and all of a sudden right. because the news has put so much fear in you. Because the fear, the news just puts so much fear in people. People don't want to fucking do anything. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Everybody's a fucking child molester, a murderer, or a killer, or a rapist, or that's pretty much how they make the news.
What were to happen if you were to completely, and I don't mean just tell them no and not to play the video games or not to watch the TV, but if you were to remove the video game systems altogether for one week.
I've told them no, and Thena sulks and walks away, and Roger breaks down and has a fit. Like, he's had, a complete temper tantrum over being told he's not allowed to play video games.
Hmm. See, now, I I'm not trying to play, the I'm better than you game or anything like that, but I know that he caught on that I had the GameCube and he wanted me to hook it up, but at the time, I didn't know where the power cable or the video cable was, the AV cables. I had to tell him, I don't have them, so you're just going to have to play. And him and my son played in my son's bedroom, God, for 2 hours. I mean, they started playing at, 7, actually 3, and they didn't stop till about 10 o'clock at night.
The kid will come in and ask me at least once every 20 minutes if he can play video games or if he can watch a movie or something. He just likes to shut himself up in his room, and it's ridiculous.
I don't know. I mean, I used to shut myself up in my room too, but that was to draw or read or something like that.
Well, I can't really do anything like that because it was fucking 9 of us in the house. Yeah, it was too bad for us.
I'm an only child.
You had to shut yourself in with 4 people and shit.
You four?
I don't like you four, but you four I can deal with.
It's like a fucking submarine crew.
You had nine kids in your house?
Well, it was 7 kids and then my mom and then my dad that was in every other body. Best is every other woman's house except for ours. So, yeah,
7 and a half.
What was it like growing up in your house? I mean,
it was crowded, but it was actually it was good because being around each other, you had to force to deal with each other. You had to force to deal with everything that people do. And I think that our family is really close. And you guys will probably see when my brother and sister and stuff come over. Tomorrow, our family's really close because we were forced to be close. You couldn't really shelter. You couldn't close your way around. You can't say, "Oh, I'm going to my room and close the door."
Yeah, you didn't have
that
your
just
own
wasn't
room.
The case. Mm-hmm. Everything was always open. So you always had to be forced to hear everybody's conversation. For God's sakes, when I talked on the phone, I wanted some privacy. I had to go in the fucking bathroom. That's how that's how crowded it was.
Right.
Or in a closet or some shit to get some privacy. So I mean, and being being around and everything, you do things. You do a lot of activities. We all watch the same movies and stuff like that. So I think as a family, you know, even though we're as poor as shit in a shitty neighborhood, we did have a closeness, and I think it works out really well.
But now, being in that neighborhood, being in that environment, did you? You obviously went outside and played all the time. Everybody had a bike, or everybody had, you know, certain toys that they played with
We used to walk in. We used to go down to the park and play basketball. It'd be me, my brother and his friend, it'd be three of us, and then by the time like 5 o'clock roll around, it'd be 10-on-10 because the homeless people from the park will start playing. Some of the crackheads and some of the kids that want to be gangsters will come out there and we'll have a 5-on-5 game.
You know, and
it was all cool.
When I was, I'm an only child and I live in, like I said, apartment living almost all my life. There would be a point where, like, if I was just shooting baskets outside, next thing I know, we're having a 5-on-5, a 6-on-6, or an uneven, you know, just because we knew that, okay, little Timmy can't play well, so we'll just throw him unevenly. And you went outside. You didn't have the option because mom and dad had to watch their TVs. They had their TV shows because you only had the one TV in the home.
Yeah, and then, of course, you had the TV that was in the room was a little black and white one that you had to pull the knob to change the channels.
To change the channels. UHF. How many TVs in the house?
When we moved back to the States during my formal years, we had two, only because my dad basically locked himself up in his room and didn't come out.
Okay.
He really isolated himself, and my sister and I had our
he's taking your dad's traits.
I find that I'm becoming more and more like my dad all the time. Yeah. I just want it quiet, and I just want to be locked away and watch nothing but James Bond movies.
That's probably where it starts, too.
Mm-hmm. It's just, I try not to be my dad, and it's important. But in our house, we had, we were lucky enough to get a nice house, you know, in the east side of town. It was not like the far east side of town, but by Green Valley. And, you know, we had a two split level house, and, you know, my dad basically locked himself upstairs in his room. He had his own refrigerator up there. Oh. He, you know, did his own things up there, had his own TV, own phone line, separated himself from us. And me and my sister had our own living room downstairs. We had the kitchen. We had everything we needed. My dad, I think he felt guilty over some crap that happened when I was a kid. But growing up there, you know, there was a street full of kids basically, and I still remember exactly where everyone's house was. And, you know, I'd get home from school and go outside and, you know, we'd play baseball in the street or we'd play football or, you know, we'd ride bikes. And, you know, one of the worst things that ever happened was a Walmart being built near us because then we rode our bikes to Walmart and just walked around Walmart. I mean, we were always outside. And then when, I kind of separated from them a little bit and got more with, you know, with Ken and that, you know, we would go and stay the night at each other's house, but we wouldn't even stay inside then. We would just go walking around all night.
You know, one thing that it amazes me, and I'll say this, people give me the weirdest looks about that. I'm still the way I was in that respect, the way I was like in high school and junior high. Only child, if I wanted to get somewhere, I just hoofed it or rode my bike, you know, that's what I did. I go mad when I have to stay home, I have to stay inside. And a little bit of it's a little annoying about Vegas because, yeah, it is like 5 million degrees during certain parts of the day. But I'll tell you, I really enjoyed, like, when I was technically homeless here earlier this year, I'd go over to, you know, Murph's house and we'd go in the backyard and play catch. And my son was out there playing too, and he had just a blast. You know, and the other kids tried to play too, and they all had a blast when they were trying to play. It's just disconnecting, I think, from that mentality of you have to sit inside. You this is the only thing there is, and it's a little bit enforced. It's a little bit of watching other people do it.
Well, everything glues you to the screen. You're looking at the screen on your phone, your computer, TV. You're always looking at a damn screen. That's all you do is stare at a screen. You don't even look at people anymore.
Well,
even when you're talking to people, you don't look at them. You look at your goddamn screen.
Yeah.
Like Murphy.
And you're right. I mean, and there's always that distraction. But what can you do nowadays with these kids? I know I'm worried about that because my son's going to hit that age sooner than I want it to. Yeah. Sooner than I want him to, I should say. And he's going to be, I don't want to go outside.
Yeah, it's what I deal with these two. And
do you ever just kind of kidnap them? Say, hey, guys, let's hop in the car and go somewhere?
Yeah.
And don't tell them where?
Yeah, they get pissed.
Why?
Like, where are we going? Where are we going?
I used to love that because I never knew where my dad was going to end up taking me.
Whenever we do that, Roger assumes we're going to the toy store.
Really?
Yeah.
I did that once, and now every time we leave the house, he assumes usually we're going to Toys R Us.
Usually my dad will go make a deal real quick. So he just
your dad's special, dude. But, you know, even as I got older, like here, you know, my brother Travis and I, we're, you know, we're 20, 22 years old, and my dad was like, hey, guys, let's go somewhere. And we all hop into the truck, and we're heading off to play Goofy Golf because my dad just felt the urge to go play Goofy Golf and eat some ice cream. I shit you not. It's just how, you know, it was. I hope that I can emulate that because, you know, and I don't want to be mean. I'm sounding like I'm going to be putting Murph down here, but I don't want my son to do what his son's doing. I don't want my son to get all bent out of shape if we say, let's go out and play. Yeah. Let's go out. Now, I'm also going to do something a little different. I'm not going to be that helicopter dad. I'm going to fight that because I feel myself doing that. I feel that my wife's kind of the helicopter parent as well.
What is a helicopter parent?
A helicopter parent is a parent that's always hovering around their child.
Yeah, that's definitely your wife.
Constantly. And I feel myself doing that as well. Like, I'll get a little paranoid if he's not exactly in your ears reach or eyes reach where I can't see or hear him. And I need to kind of give that up a little because even though I know he's in a safe location, like in a house or playing with other kids in a house or in a backyard, I need to just let him figure out on his own not to do stupid things.
Yeah, you know what you know what helps in that? Get a dog that needs constant attention. Holy shit. As soon as we got Bodhi and Bodhi was getting into everything, that's when I learned the kids were more than capable of going and doing things on their own. And I'm chasing the dog, and now the dog has someone to play with, and I'm all alone again.
So, you know, that's a couple things. I don't know. I'd like to hear from our listeners. You know, if you are live with us, give us a call.
Yeah, and tell us what you did as a kid. Tell us what kept you out of the house.
You know,
out of your parents' reach. Holy shit.
I mean, yeah, and that's just it. I mean, I was on my bike. I was at the park. And even now, I was just thinking about this because I was cleaning out another box and some sorting stuff. I found my baseball bat and my batting gloves. I need to get my regular glove from Merv's house. We have this awesome, awesome park in Green Valley near our house. This thing is just...
Houses.
Homes. Near our homes.
I don't want it to sound like you and I live together.
Yeah, damn near. Because you have that shrimp stuff and that's tasty.
This guy eats at my house more than I do.
Yes, it's great.
Metrosexuals usually don't eat a whole lot. They got to keep the figure up.
Yeah. Nice. He's going silent again. We're shutting him down. He doesn't know what to do here. Just think, your son's going to be Metro.
No, he's not.
He's going to be Metro. No, he's going to be comic book guy.
I hope not.
So, just saying anything to get a reaction.
Anyway.
I don't know. I mean, just I want to go to this park. This park is really awesome. It has an open ball field. It has basketball hoops, a full court, full fucking court basketball. And it's not cheap either. It's a nice, we're talking nice concrete curved pole so you don't run into it when you're doing a layup. You know, very nice court. Hey, I've done that. Ka-tang!
Why do I not doubt that?
I'm out. You know, nice space you can play football where you can really run around. And, you know, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just basically there'll be days where the weather's nice. It's like 80, 90 degrees out.
That's why I like corporate challenge in my work. You guys get out and fucking do something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's what I'm going to do with my son.
But the only thing I suggest is just... You can either get him to start going out to the point, I mean, where he, instead of just fighting it, he may turn over and just, you know, whatever. But I know he's
strong-willed.
It's a tough age. That's the thing. It's just a tough age. And he has, you know, an older sister, which kind of, you know, everything that she gets away with, he wants to get away with.
Yeah, there is a difference there with that. Thina's been grounded for the last 2 months.
that's
she hasn't been playing any video games or watching any TV. But no, it's just I know, I don't want to say why I know that this is a problem and why it's continuing because it's something I can't really talk about. But I just, you know, it just amazes me that kids would rather be inside than be like us when we were kids and going out and doing things. I mean, I had a computer and I had a Nintendo and a Super Nintendo when I was in, you know.
Yeah, but when you were a kid, you could turn on the computer, fucking go outside and everything like that, and they come back and it's just finally loaded up.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, and also what the computer did was, and what the Nintendo did was a lot different. It wasn't as complex and detailed, you know. Yeah. I mean, these
you're
are
saying that we'd have MySpace on our 486.
No, we did. It was called Usenet, but
Wildcat BBS.
Ooh, yeah, you know. But we had a 30-minute time limit and tied up the rest of the phones in the house. There was a difference, you know. It's I don't know. I mean, I can go on because I can remember going my dad taking me to Rocket Park, this park that had all these big metal rocket and UFO things that you could climb on and swing around on. And I remember Robinson Crusoe Island, a little island that's near where you could literally walk through. It was like jungle. And then it had all these little tunnels and caves. And this had this ginormous pirate ship that was split in half.
Damn.
And then you could literally swing because the mast, they buried a giant foam pole in the middle. And it had a mast with this big, long rope. You could swing from one ship to the other if you could hold on. If not, you fell into the sand that it was buried in. It was really neat. We had a Ghost Town Park I went to all the time. And it was this half a block long front facades of all these buildings.
Damn.
And you had your jail and you had, you know, you all these different buildings. And what we go there and obviously play cowboys and Indians, cops and robbers. Bring our cap guns and we'd have a blast, you know? I always called it Tunnel Park. I don't remember the real name of it, but it was this, had this old F Troop looking fort like thing. And it also had these giant storm drains built in above ground that had all these entrances and exits, and you could make, and they painted Indian art inside kind of a thing, and you could run through those. I mean, even as I got older, and this is me getting older, and Joker listening to the podcast will send me an email validating all this. We had this thing called Kid City back home, and what it was a gigantic playground that was built by the community for the school. I mean, this thing was huge.
Where is this at?
This was in back in Waterloo, actually a little town called Elk Run Heights.
No, that shit ain't in Vegas. They ain't making sure for no kids out here.
But it was huge, and it was so big, in fact, and it was all wood. We would play tag on it, and we're already in our 20s.
Wow.
Okay? So here's what we would do. I mean, we even had set rules, and everyone, Kevin and Ben and Mindy and Carly and myself and Volcuris, if you remember Volcuris when he used to listen, and Ragman. I mean, just all these people would show up, and what we would do is literally run around only on the structure. This thing was so big, you could literally go from one side to the other without touching the wood chips on the ground, and we'd play tag. We would run around on this thing and play fucking tag, and we're 20, 21, 22 years old.
Holy shit. You know, I just wish there'd be more things like that around here for my kids. You know,
would you rather them be inside playing with toys?
I'd like
video
them,
games.
You know, I'd like them interacting with something.
With someone?
With someone, or at least with something, rather than just a controller. I mean, my son, we gave him this great toy for Christmas, and you've seen it—the foam building thing.
Oh yeah,
it's this great set of building toys. They're foam rods. Some of them stay perfectly straight, other ones can be bent, and they're magnetic on the end, and they clip into these little balls that he can make any kind of structure.
Yeah, I remember they got a lot of play out of it with Kenneth there.
Yeah, big. They make tents and little
toys
forts.
that were absolutely amazed us are now just like, eh.
But you know what I liked about that toy?
That's cool. Okay, yeah.
What I liked about that toy that Murph's talking about is it wasn't attached to a product. It wasn't the Danger Room. It wasn't, you know,
it
this
Transformer or something. No, it's just it's made by Cranium, and they have another kit out too, the sports pack, but I don't think we'll end up getting that. But it's a great little toy. He loves playing with it. It's just so hard to get him to do things that require him to think for himself and use imagination. He doesn't like his Legos. You know, he doesn't like to build things. I know it's just me being wishful thinking because that's the stuff that I was into when I was his age. But, you know, I see the Lego Mindstorm stuff and I start to drool at Fries. I just wish he was more into things that required him rather than to think for himself rather than things that will think for him and he just has to hit a button.
Right. And let me ask this. Do you sit and play with him?
Yeah.
Do you build the Lego? Because you had that little action figure, snap together action figure sets you guys
every
were
once
with.
In a while we break those out, the Evos. In fact, Athena and I were talking about breaking them out this weekend and playing with them. It's just going to be me with the kids this weekend. Jackie's got to work. So I got things I want to do, and the boy just doesn't want to do anything. He just wants to play video games or watch movies.
Back to my point I made about 10, 15 minutes ago. More of a suggestion. Take every video game out and just put it in the closet. Unplug it all.
I'd like to, but we use them as DVD players in certain rooms, too.
Okay, take all the controllers away and take all the games and put them away.
Yeah, that's Roger now understands he's allowed to play an hour of video games a day, and that's it. And because I don't want to take them away completely from him, because playing video games does help. And it, you know, helps, you know, logic, reasoning skills, things like that. I would just like to see him be more creative, you know, and
So he doesn't do any drawing, though. I used to do drawing.
He likes to color, but he doesn't really draw. His drawing ability isn't really all that great.
Well, they never are when they're 5 years old. I mean, it's just not a skill a five-year-old's supposed to have yet.
But he gets frustrated. But coloring, he's actually pretty good at. And, you know, I don't want him to do too much arts and crafts stuff, though, just because it's a little queer. But
stop right there. That's you.
No, because
doing that.
Most of the arts and crafts stuff that we have in the house are like bead necklace things that Thina
got. Yeah, but that's girl stuff. That's Thina stuff. That's not Rogers. There's stuff out there for him that he can do.
I know. And things, you know, we got him the letters, which he sticks to everything in the world, and he's out of letters now. You know, we've done a lot of things, and it's just he just doesn't really get interested in it unless Thina wants to do it. By himself, the only thing he wants to do is watch TV and play video games. You know? He doesn't want to go outside and play catch. He doesn't want to, you know, go to this park. I asked him if he wanted to, you know, take T-ball again this winter or soccer. He's like, can't I just play video games?
Wow.
Yeah.
That had to break your spirit right there he didn't want to play T-ball.
I know.
Every year I was playing. Did you play every year? Oh, wait, you couldn't afford it.
exactly.
Sorry.
I play T-ball with a plastic bag and
you know what? I mean, I played T-ball all through my elementary school and up to my junior high and even into a little high school. No, just junior high.
Mm-hmm. Well, mostly what I did was, like, I played basketball. We used to have football. We used to have, like, 8-on-8, 9-on-9s at the parks and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody get together and, you know, we'll be out there for hours.
I think another problem we have, too, is, you know, we just moved into this neighborhood. We don't know a lot of the kids in the neighborhood yet.
That happens.
Roger will be going to elementary school, or he'll be going to kindergarten next year at school right by our house.
And seeing that changes things too.
Yeah, and I think that'll change a lot. And Thina, most of the friends that Thina's made, apparently she won't be going to school with next year. So we'll have to see.
Obviously Thina doesn't have this problem because I remember, you know, before you moved, she was always over at a friend's house and doing stuff. So
right now, she actually doesn't want to go outside. I think it's just because she doesn't know anyone in the neighborhood, and everyone that she does know really does live far from where we live.
Right.
Well, I guess, you know, what I kind of see with, you know, I think he's following her, and she don't want to go outside, so he doesn't want to go outside. But if she starts going outside and doing stuff, then he'll probably start going outside and doing stuff too.
Yeah. I don't think you have a lot to worry about, really. I mean, you may want to just kind of control things even down a little more, micromanage. I mean, you're managing, which is fine, but maybe just micromanage it a little more. I mean, we do the same thing. My little boy loves his two cartoons, Peep and Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, and he just has a fit if I tell him no, he can't watch it, because we limit him to basically an hour of TV a day, if that. He does have a fit for a little bit, and then he realizes he's not going to win when I turn on the stereo, and I will play music. Once I get music going, it's over with. I'll say, go play with your toys. Go to your room. Play with your toys. Do whatever you want to do, you know, but play. And he'll play with his train sets, and he'll play with his blocks, and, you know, he'll make little – he'll have action figures fighting and talking and doing things. So,
did you actually watch any of those made-for-kids television shows? I never watched Sesame Street. I never watched Electric Company.
I did.
Never watched The Muppets.
3-2-1 Contact.
3-2-1 Contact I did watch sometimes, and then Square One, I watched.
Square One.
I did watch a lot of PBS, only because when we were growing up in England, it was, you know, four goddamn channels.
Yeah.
So
BBC One, BBC Two, BBC Three, BBC Four.
Actually, it's BBC One, BBC Two, ITV Three, and Channel Four.
Ooh, ITV Three. Yeesh.
Yeah, so I don't know. I guess as a kid, I was never into the big kid stuff, and, you know, I watched Looney Tunes because it was violent, but I never watched Mickey
Tom and
Mouse
Jerry.
Because it was boring.
I still love watching Tom
and
Jerry.
Oh, yeah, old Tom and Jerry. The minute you heard the bad retro disco music, you knew it was a new Tom and Jerry, and you didn't watch it.
Yeah.
But any of the old Tom and Jerry's, you had to watch. Are you okay, dude, over there, dude? You're, like, digging for gold.
He scratched up his screen.
I think he did.
No,
I'm
afraid to look over there.
All right, I think I need a medical opinion.
What the hell?
Okay, is this just my skin, or am I getting a weird rash? Take a look.
Oh.
Dude, it could just be a weird rash off of how the belt's sitting on you.
Yeah, I think it's from the belt.
It could be, because I had my jeans were kind of turned, I guess. These are brand new, like, I haven't washed them yet.
So oh, then it could be the fucking chemical they use to keep them crisp.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of, well, no, these ones were nice and soft.
Oh, really?
That's why I like Arizona jeans. They're nice and comfortable.
Yeah,
they're soft,
I,
right?
I wear Arizona jeans too.
Yeah. Boot cut.
Nope. Levi's man here.
I can't deal with Levi's anymore. I used to wear the Levi's Silver Tabs Classic Extra Baggy, but
Levi's are too fucking tight for me.
Yeah.
And they're too expensive now, too. Silver, a pair of silver tabs is $60. I'm like, God, fuck that. Man. I can buy three goddamn pairs of Arizona for that.
Yeah, Levi's, $569.
$69, yep. Dude.
And because they're perfect in the waist and they're perfect in the crotch. They don't suffocate the boys.
Dude, that's why I had like to go and buy Wranglers. New pants today.
Wranglers, man. I don't know what it is. I used to try to wear Wranglers because they were super cheap. Every pair of Wranglers, no matter how baggy and how big you get them, it's like they're nut magnets.
Yeah.
They just creep up and grab your testicles and squeeze.
That was today, man. That was today with the my jeans. I get to work, and I need the sheet. I got to work, and I was like, oh, these are uncomfortable. And they're like these weird low-cut ones that Jackie bought me, and it's just now it's like, ow.
Dude, that shit
hey, since we're digressing here, I just want to remind everybody, spankwagon.net, you know, we want to hear your childhood stories. So tell us what you guys did for fun and play.
Yeah, I mean, what did you do when you got out of the house? What kind of trouble did you get into? Shit.
That's exactly it. My parents thought I ran away when I was in kindergarten because I parked my bike at the house and I went over to another friend's house.
You know what?
They panicked.
I know we're running low on time. Trouble. I actually, once when we were living on base in Bentwaters, which is in the UK, I wandered away from my house. I wasn't even in kindergarten yet. Wandered away from my house off into the woods and had to be brought home by the MPs because I wandered off from one of the restricted areas.
Whoops.
Yeah. Luckily, the guy knew me and knew my dad, and he brought me home, but holy shit. Yeah,
I wandered off once, too.
But send it.
Yeah,
radio.
You wandered off?
On Monroe.
On Monroe. Street. Now, with that many kids, how long did it take him to figure it out? No, I'm just saying. With seven kids in
he
the
left
house,
at
how
lunch.
Long did it take him to figure it out?
Not that long. My mom was what do you call them? Helicopter mom?
Helicopter mother.
Yeah, nice. Helicopter mother. Yeah.
All right, hey, we want to hear these stories, though. Radio@spankwagon.net.
Yeah. Just to let everybody know, too,
next week we have a bit show. It's going to be a bit show. Oh. Basically, it's going to be our best of for the previous year. Because it's the next week's show is the end of season show. So it's the end of this current season.
Very nice.
August to August every year. This is going to be everything that happened that was good within the past 12 months. We just worked on that. We've been working on that now.
Talk about that. A couple
and
of days
we
now.
We're going to work on a little more during this week.
Yep. We'll hammer out some more stuff. But yeah, so next week is a best of show. And if you have any suggestions for bits you'd like to see, again, radio@spankwagon.net. Go ahead and send us some suggestions.
All right. And on that note.
Oh, this is where I start the music.
Yeah.
Well, I've already been on the show for over a year.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
That's crazy.
Well, guys, you've been listening to Spankwagon Radio. I'm Murphy.
I'm Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
And we want to say some thanks to some people out
there.
The
Barry Bonds from Hit of the Home Run Record.
Yeah, I'm avoiding that topic.
Should I just turn off his mic now?
Nope. I want to say thanks to some people that let us put this show on and help us get it out. First and foremost, LV Rocks. Boys over here, thank you very much. Big thanks to Flash FM, even though apparently there's some drama going on there. Some of their shows. Yeah, you got to go and read their MySpace page. Wow.
Nice.
Casey Host Radio Network, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, Webmix Classics of the 70s, 80s, 90s of today.
Yeah!
And Nomad Radio Network. Big
Nomad!
Thing.
You know what? I still got to play the bumper that they wrote for us at Webmix. It's another classic.
Is it another good one?
Oh, my God.
Nice. We'll have to play that in a couple weeks when we're back.
Yeah, because next week we're just doing bits.
Next week's just all bits. Also, guys, remember, if we're not live,
we're in
an archive.
What he said. We're in the archive.
Yeah, podcast.lvrocks.com. Check it out. Also, do we still have the old archive on our site?
The old archive is on our site.
So go ahead and check out the archive there if you want to see some ancient fucking Spankwagon.
Everything back to 2002 because that's when I figured out how to record.
Nice. Guys, again, big thanks. Don't forget, you can get us at our regular website, spankwagon.net. And we always do like our friends.
By going to myspace.com/spankwagon, you can become a friend. And maybe we'll use it to book you on our show.
Yeah, no kidding.
Be your friend.
Guys, just big thanks to everyone. We are taking, you know, next week is our bit week. So thanks to everyone for the last year that's helping us put this out. We've had a lot of fun. We've ripped on a lot of people, and hopefully we'll get
to
rip.
We all became metrosexuals.
We all became metrosexuals. And hopefully we'll get
speak
to rip
for yourself,
on.
Bitches.
We'll get to rip on a lot more. Don't forget, guys, you can always get us at radio@spankwagon.net. Check out the forum. Post what you want. There's a sports forum there now. So,
hey, I figured you'd like that.
Yes, I haven't written anything yet because I'm just debating what I want to write. Do I want to do an all-inclusive thread? Do I want to make a million of them? I don't know.
Million.
Million of
populate
them.
Populate that fucking thing.
All right, dude.
More racial statements against black players?
I have no problem with black payers, only the drugs that they take. All right, guys. So
have you
again,
noticed he hasn't been able to speak today? He just said black payers.
I'm just stumbling. You know what it is? It's my tooth. Anyway, Guys, you've been listening to Spankwagon Radio. Remember, Spankwagon Radio is a Spankwagon production, written and directed by Spankwagon Radio, edited by Spankwagon Radio, fully produced by Spankwagon Radio and Merv Albert Productions. Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
Good dog.
All right, give him the line, Trencher.
Retards! Out.